this year's elections will impact the future of Alaska. On KCAM's Meet the Candidates program, we're giving you the chance to hear candidates in their own words tell you what's important to them. This is Doug Walker, and on today's Meet the Candidates interview, I'll be talking with John Wayne Howe, who's running for Alaska governor. Thanks for joining us today.
Yes, Doug. Thank you for having me here.
In your position, since you actually running for governor, have a running mate, why don't you tell us who that is, first of all?
That is Shelley Wyatt. She has been in military taking care of problems with internet communications and such has been her past business line mostly. And she wants to, the same as me, get some independence for Alaskans, for independent individual Alaskans.
Can you tell us just for people a little bit of background about yourself, where you live, and some of your experience for this position?
I live in the Fairbanks area, specifically in Fox right now. I've been in Fairbanks for 43 years. I got into politics from being around Joe Vogler, the original founder of the Alaskan Independence Party. I have been a gold miner. I have gone out and ran wrecker, semi-truck wrecker. I currently own a machine shop, Howie's Machine Shop in Fox, Alaska. And we manufacture custom equipment and do repair parts for mostly for mines, but any industrial equipment. My experience as far as in politics is observing and seeing mistakes of others. And my experience as what will help in politics is seeing what does work in business.
All right. And can you tell our listeners a bit more about why you're running for the position?
My main reason that got me into running for this position, twofold. One, a friend for many years had mentioned that how the governor of Alaska was the best buy in politics. And so it has kind of bothered me how our governors have basically been for themselves and those that paid for the advertising rather than for the individual Alaskan. But my main point that caused me to go, hey, wait a minute, if somebody that was a governor were to get in there and care about the rights of the individuals, how could we really do this? Since our main voting system just allows us to decide what major things we want to do and who we want to oppress in doing that, how about if we did away with taxes? And I know that sounds loony to a lot of people, but if we totally did away with taxes, and it's got to be stepwise. I can, when we had more time or look on my website, we can see a little more about what that's about. But by doing away with taxes, it's not a matter of your not needing to pay. But what's important is what you pay for, every person has an opportunity to decide which division gets the money. So you have direct control over the government, every person. It's not that a group of people decided that a small portion should pay for something that's wanted by somebody else.
What do you see as the important issues facing our state in the coming years?
The important issues are the same as they've always been. We have and a lot of it is getting worse because of the international one-worlders, because of the federal government pushing on us more. As far as actual property that we have in Alaska for individuals to use, it's less than 1%. The native corporations have about 4%, so you will see some surveys and things that say that 5% is privately owned, but that's not true because the native corporations have not done as they were originally intended to do, as turning the property over to individual native Alaskans. They only let it be used by major groups with lots of money. And I can understand their economic reasons for that, but overall, it does not give these individual and proud Alaskans their own place to own and their own things they can do. In that regard, as governor, I would do nothing to force native corporations to do that. I only suggest that in the fact that I would love to see them come on board and start caring about the rest of the individuals as opposed to just corporations and chiefs and such. As governor, the state government of Alaska currently has 26% of the property, much more than the 4% that the natives have. Native corporations have, and so this 26% has to be turned out and given to individuals so they can start making a living on it, so that we don't die from starvation, from being frozen out. We need to bring our oil. It needs to be for Alaska first. Our natural gas, it needs to be for Alaska first, not just for individual uses, but for also industrial uses. It needs to be here where we can use it. Our food, the fish needs to be for Alaska first. We need to open up ground and plant and grow potatoes. Everything needs to be for Alaskans. Alaska for Alaskans is what I keep saying.
The next question is related to that, but I'll let you take it and run with it, is basically, what are your specific goals for the state if elected, and how would you accomplish those?
Get as much as possible in the hands of the individuals. If I got elected, I would have quite a few, they wouldn't be necessarily official elections, but I would ask questions of people, because it's easy for a person to take on just their own tact of how to do something and not pay attention to the populace. And I would use that as an extra guiding tool. And why I say that is, if you look at anyone that is in the state government currently, there's maybe 500 to 1,000 people that they hear from that are lobbyists, individual groups, people that just have lots of money. But that's nowhere near the 800,000 people that are in Alaska. You need to get an idea of what all the people need and go forward with what the people want.
I'm talking with John Wayne Howe, a candidate for Alaska governor. What would you like to say in closing to our listeners as we wrap up the interview?
I would like to see, we have legal access around the state that can be used and is being withheld by the state now, so that we can have roads from one area of the state to another. But more important than anything that the state government does, each of us as individual Alaskans, we're strong, independent people by nature, either because of where you came from to get here or your birth. That is the general idea of Alaskans. But we've got to quit just being independent for ourselves. We've got to go out and work for the independence of our fellow Alaskans. Otherwise, we're not going to make it. Our best in these coming times, our best survival tool is our fellow Alaskan. It's not just ourselves with some food and guns and whatever set at home, thinking that when the apocalypse comes, before Christ comes back, which could be 200 years later, we don't know the time. Instead of just depending on yourself, help things be better for your fellow Alaskan.
And if people would like to find out more about you and your candidacy, is there a website or other suggestions on how they can learn more?
There is a website, AlaskansForJohnWayneHowe.com. And also on YouTube, I have a little thing started, which is not directly to do with my governorship, but it's Alaska for Alaskans. And I'm trying to get people to come on there. Anybody that's interested in working together as the real people of Alaska to help other Alaskans have more. And it's for people that are not overly covetous, I would say, for their own need, but for the needs of others. And don't be jealous if someone else gets something. Just be proud and happy that your fellow Alaskan got to have something.
All right. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Doug. Have a wonderful day.
Meet the Candidates programs air weekdays at 8:15 a.m. and 4:15 p.m. on KCAM 790 a.m., as well as after the news at 8 a.m. and 6 p.m. on FM 88.7. We'll include interviews with candidates in the U.S. House and Senate elections and the governor's race, as well as the state House and Senate districts in the Copper River Valley.